Saving an Elter. I pick my way around dry grass, cowpats, prickles. It's hot and this is not pretty country. We pass a huge coolabah, sprays of new leaves lit like emerald glass. This tree and my friend remember when people walk this country, held landmarks like this in their minds. Nearby she finds a bush banana vine curling around a corkwood. She sees every bush food, highlighted in neon. Near a dry creek winding among river gums, my friend searches the buffle grass weed, finds a low bush full of starry white flowers. An elter used to grow everywhere on flood-out country, she says. Her family often collected them. I see old ladies, young women, children, with armfuls of thin leafy stems, strung with little beaks of green fruit. They'd wind the stems into bundles, cook them in the ashes, eat them warm and crunchy. Now we only find one Enelta. This native pear disappeared early. Cattle like it too. But my friend still looks for it in swampy Coolabah country. There's a young one, she says now, poking around at the edge of the bush. She waters the seedling with her drink bottle, digs with her hands in the damp soil, places the plant in a plastic bag. She's come prepared. Presents all this to me. I feel like I've been given part of a lost world. Put it in your vegetable garden, she says. An elter grew safe among the silver beet for a while, then died. But my friend had collected seeds, grown some plants. They thrive in a pot in the shade. Long twining stems from the past.